The North Carolina Board of Education yesterday gave the go-ahead to 12 charter schools to open in the fall of 2016. That's not unusual, but the board also turned down two schools, both of them in the Charlotte region, and that move was out of the ordinary. WFAE's Lisa Wharf joins me now in the studio. Lisa, what is unusual about this?
The State Board of Education pretty much approves all schools that go before the board, and that's because they've already been vetted by a group of knowledgeable people. They're called the Charter Advisory Board, and they're mostly operators of charter schools. This year, they received 40 applications for charters and whittled those down, then invited those groups in for interviews and voted to forward 18 schools onto the State Board of Education with their recommendation. The State Board usually follows them, but not this year.
So what was different about this year?
A couple things. Three charter schools closed recently without making it through a single year, displacing a whole lot of students. They were all located in Charlotte. And that certainly weighed on the board's minds. In fact, State Board Chairman Bill Coby alluded to them in their discussions this week. Another factor is not all these 18 schools got ringing endorsements from the Charter Advisory Board. Two schools barely squeaked by with 6-5 votes in favor of recommending them. The board did not end up approving those.
Well, what concerns did they have about those two schools?
They didn't feel Charlotte Classical explained its curriculum well, and Town Center Charter Plan for Gaston County would have targeted students who have dropped out or are in danger of doing so. It has another two schools that are supposed to open this year, and they would share quite a few nonprofit board members among them. And the state board worried that would be taking on too much for that school board.
Lisa, did state board members express any misgivings about denying these requests?
Well, Vice Chairman Buddy Collins did, and the board thought about turning down another charter school, Unity Classical School, but decided to send that back with another. And he basically said it made him nervous about delegating this to an advisory board and then overriding it.
Okay. WFAE's Lisa Wharf, thanks very much.
Thank you.